You just it said it's being recorded.
Yeah.
You recorded it.
What?
You said it's being recorded.
Okay.
Okay.
I hope it works.
Okay. Well, where's my thing that it says on the bottom to record?
I see a recording signal on my screen, so it must be recorded.
I understand.
Meeting controls. What's this?
No, it's too small for me to see.
Could you take down these and then you could see? Maybe take down your sources for a second.
I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to
stop
do
sharing.
Okay, 1 second. Oh, now I hit record.
Okay.
Oh, it says stop recording. It's recording now.
Good. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Okay, so now I should share. Where's the share screen? Okay, as I mentioned before, I want to say again, that's the wrong thing, just a moment. On the screen. We'll get this straight momentarily. Here it is. There we go. Okay, very good. Okay, as I mentioned, the shiur this evening is being sponsored in memory of Feger Riva Bas of Mordechai by the Richmond family. The art site is during Chol Hamoed Pesach, and the Shomer should have an aliyah. I hope everybody can hear me clearly. I want to begin by saying that obviously we are approaching a Yontif of Pesach, which is, to say the least, unlike anything that any of us have ever experienced in our lifetimes. Obviously, there are people who are having their own Seder for the very first time after having been away most of the time, most of their lives. There are other people who are not going to be with members of their family and friends that they've made Sedarim with in the past. And for some people, both very old people, young people, just a couple of maybe a husband and wife together, or maybe in some cases, people unfortunately alone for the Seder. And that's quite an unusual circumstance, is something we're certainly not used to in the past. Even worse, there are people who Nebuch, as we know, will never again have Sedarim with the people that they've been accustomed to having a Seder with. There are people right now sitting Shiva, they're going to get up on Erev Yontif. There are people who have loved ones in the hospital or who are sick. And this is something, as I said, that we've not really experienced in our lifetime. And I want to say at the outset that if you're coming here because you think I have some brilliant answer as to why this is happening and to what the Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan is, I'm afraid I don't. I don't have any greater insight or any greater ability than anybody else. I've seen many of the same drushes and many of the same remuzim and many of the same gematrias that many people have circulated and have pointed to. And okay, do they mean anything? I don't know. Okay, perhaps they do. But I don't have any more insight than anybody else. I'm also not here this evening to try and sugarcoat anything, to try and suggest that what's going on, well, it's not really so bad, and we've had worse times in history, and we have, but still, that doesn't bring any comfort or any satisfaction to anybody who's undergoing tragedy and difficulty, whatever level they're experiencing it at. There's a pull that's over all of us at this time. We're all feeling this tension, anxiety, uncertainty, when's it going to end? What's it going to look like after it ends? And all of these things which really are hanging over us now as we've entered into, I guess, the fourth week, I guess, since or almost the fourth week. It depends where you come from, I suppose, in terms of isolation, in terms of modifying our lifestyle. Something just a couple of months ago, if we think back maybe to Tu Bishvat, 2 months ago, we couldn't even imagine or fathom such a thing. And so, as I said, I don't have answers. What I would like to propose and to present to you, if I can, this evening, is that we have an avoda, we have a job, we have something we have to do this year. It's really appropriate to Pesach all the time, not just this year, but it's something which maybe particularly this year we have to focus on because other times we don't necessarily focus on it so much. And perhaps it's something to think about more this year. And that is using the experience that we're going through as an opportunity to strengthen our amunah in our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let me explain what that means and what that doesn't mean. I'll start with what it doesn't mean. Amunah is not the idea that I have faith and something, it's going to be okay. Everything will be fine. I trust our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Everything's going to be okay. There's a great plague. Okay, there's some kind of a disaster out there, a medical disaster, but it's not going to impact me. I have amunah in our Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not what Emunah is. That's ridiculous. None of us can say that. None of us have been informed that we're exempt from whatever else is going on. We hope we are, and we daven that we are, and so on. We daven for the Refuah Shleima of everybody who's experienced it, and so on. But to say that, well, you know, I have Bitachon, I have Emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, I'm going to be fine, everything's going to be okay. I don't think that's a correct approach. That's not what Emunah is. Emunah really means that I recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing everything. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in command, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is control. Not me, not you, not anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu alone is in control. And as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being in control, then we have to react accordingly. And whether it means doing tshuva, it means intensifying our tefillos, whatever else it means, but it's an acknowledgement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's what Emunah is. Not the idea, well, everything's going to be fine. We don't know that everything's going to be fine, and nobody can say for sure what tomorrow is going to bring. We've all been, unfortunately, inundated with phone calls and messages from shuls, indicating this patira and that shiva nebuch. We've seen it elsewhere, and we have, again, many of us perhaps have loved ones who are not well. And to say, well, Emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's going to be fine. That's not what Emunah is. Emunah is awareness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And I believe that that's an important message of the Pesach Seder. In fact, perhaps we'll see maybe the most important message of the Pesach Seder that's often, in my opinion, overlooked. You look in the sources, and I have the sources on the screen, and I'll try and scroll down as we progress. Okay, the first of the sources is the Pasuk in Parshas Bo that we say in the Haggadah, Perek Yud Gimel of Shmos Pasuk Ches, V'igadah to Levincha Ba'om Aleymor, Ba'om Aleymor, Ba'avur Zeh Asa Shem Libet, Seis Mishon, V'igadah to Levincha. The Pasuk tells us we can relate to our children, and based on this Pasuk, the Rambam tells us in the second source, Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Nun Zayin, and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, HaMitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, it's just Yivon, L'Saper V'Yitzias Mitzrayim, we have to tell over the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we have to do it in accordance with our ability, V'chol Masha Yosef B'mamar, whoever adds more, Hareza Mishubach, and so on, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we tell the story, we tell the miracle, V'hodos L'cha, that's even better. And he quotes what he said in the Haggadah, Kol HaMarach L'Saper Yitzias Mitzrayim HaRezeh Meshubach, V'Kosel Shabol HaTzivah Zeh, Omri Yisparach, V'Gadah Televincha B'Amahu, the Mokker, the Sorcerer, this Mitzvah is the Pasuk in verse number 1, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Ches Shavuos, V'Gadah Televincha. Now, there's another Pasuk that's relevant, also in Perek Yud Gimel, actually earlier in that Perek, Pasuk Gimel. V'Amar Moshe L'Om, Source 3, Zohar Es Helm HaZeh Asher Yitzosim Mitzrayim. Remember this day we came out of Mitzrayim, that Hashem took you out with a strong hand and so on. And Mechilta B'Shem V'Yorchai, and that Pasuk, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, in Shmos, and Mechilta B'Shem V'Yorchai says, because if you just had the Pasuk of V'Gadah Televincha, so Ein Li Elav Esman Sheish Obein, that only covers when you have a child to ask you. But who says Ben Levin Atzma? What if there's no children there? What if it's other people? And what if a person has no children at all? Who says you have to still tell over the story? Well, this pasuk, the other pasuk, and three. Ba'omer Moshe Ba'om Zocher Shomazeh, etc. And the Rambam in that same source in Mitzvah Sekuf Nun Zayin, it's source number 5 now. The Rambam says Ainly Ela Bizman Sheish Obein. I might have thought from the pasuk we got to Levincha, it's only if you have a child to teach. You have to teach. So how do I know it's applicable even if a person is by himself? The pasuk Zocher Shomazeh Asher Yitzos Mitzrayim Komar Shehu Tziva LeZocher, because Baruch Hu commanded, just like Zocher Shomazeh Shabbos Akadsho, and it doesn't matter for the children, as we say in the Seder, Afilu Kolon Chachamim Kolon Nevonim, we're all learned, we're all intelligent, we're all knowledgeable, still we have this mitzvah. Now the Mishnah says in Pesachim, source number 6, Kuf Tesan Amad Aleph from Pesachim, the Mishnah says, Mozgalo Koshen V'kan Habein Shoel Aviv. Right after they pour the second cup of the Arba Kosos, the child asks, and if the child does not know how to ask, the father teaches him, Manish Tana Halayla Zemi Kola Lelos, etc., etc. And Rashi says, because the question, Rashi there, Kuf Tesan Amad Aleph from Pesachim, 7, and the Rashbam there, 8, both say, because what are you pouring a second cup now suddenly? That's not similar to any other Leil Yontif, not similar to any other Shabbos. We suddenly pour a second cup. So at that point, after you pour the second cup, the child asks, Manish Tana, what's going on here? And the Rashbam adds that some have the text instead of Kan HaBen Shoel, the second line of 8, V'chein HaBen Shoel. Let me scroll down a little bit on the Makomos. Okay, the second part of source number 8, the second line, V'chein HaBen Shoel, that's the proper of him to ask, as Kain Ben Osof Ladover, and Chomadino, that's the din he should ask. Now, the Gemara then elaborates. Chacham beno shoal. If eno chacham ishto shoalto, v'imlav hu shoal atzmo. If the wife can do it, okay. If the wife can do it, someone else will do it. But if he's alone, hu shoal atzmo. And that's the Rambam Paskins Parag Zion of Hilchas Chometz Umatzalach Gimel Source 10. Hayolavado shoal atzmo manishtan halal azeh. Isn't that strange? Who are you talking to? What do you mean, who are you talking to? The answer doesn't matter who you're talking to. You have to say it yourself anyway. And that's in the Shulchan too. Or Chaim Sintov, Ein Gimel Sif Zayin, Source 11, Moz Ginlo Kov Miad Kol Shein, they poured a second cup, etc. And he says also at the end, we love, who Shalas Atzbi, you ask yourself the question. Evidently, there's a requirement upon everybody to raise these questions. And the question we can ask now is why this emphasis on Pesach night, that there has to be this discussion. You have to verbalize whether you're with children, you're not with children. Everybody has to verbalize this. And the question is, we don't find that by other Yom Tovim. You know, I could make up and you could make up a Manishtana for Sukkot, right? Why don't we say Manishtana on Sukkot? Every other night we eat indoors, tonight we have to eat outdoors, right? And, you know, you can make a Manishtana for other times, but we don't find that by other Yom Tovim. We don't find that there's a requirement to verbalize and to talk about why we have this yontif, what it's all about. Now, full disclosure, okay, there is a pasuk in Parshas Emor in source number 12, Vayikra Parakov Gimel, pasuk Mem Beis and Mem Gimel, Basukas Teshuv, the Sitna Sukkah, and it says in Mem Gimel, Laman Yedu Doroseichem, that everybody should know that we dwelled in Sukkahs when we came out of Mitzrayim, and Rashi says in 13, Parakov Gimel, pasuk Mem Gimel, the Rashi, Kiba Sukkah, Sokshavti, Ananei Akavod. And the tour in Orachaim, Nukhus Sukkah, Simon Tov Reish, Chaf Hei, source 15, 14, the Torah says, gives you the whole story that we're supposed to sit in sukkahs because we came out of Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us with the cloud. And he goes through all these details and we should, you know, think about it and talk about it and so on. And the Bach there in Orachaim Simon Tov Reish Chaf Hei, the beginning of that Simon 15, wonders why the Torah suddenly gets all busy talking about it. He says, 15, we don't find that the Torah in this particular work, the Torah usually tells you what's the halacha. He doesn't go into all of what the kavana is, what's what to think about, and so on. And he wonders, we don't find that. And here, all of a sudden, the Torah, you know, waxed verbose. He started talking about what the mitzvah symbolized, what's to think about. And the Bach wonders why, and he concludes at the end, because of that pasuk, Laman Yedu Dorosechem, look at the last words of 15. Gam kein shetzorach sheyechaven b'shas yeshivas asuka hatam hamechuvan b'mitzvah. When you sit in the sukkah, also you have to think about the reason. Okay, in fact, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger and his Bikur Yaakov over there, that Simon says he thinks it's even makir b'di'evit. But still, it's not comparable to Leil Pesach. Even if we assume like those shitas, you know, that you have to think about on Sukkot night, and many people do. I do. I always tell right by Kiddush, the first night of Sukkot, explain why we're sitting in Sukkot for a second. But it's not comparable to Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's something about Pesach. There's something about the Seder that you have to talk and you have to ask. And it doesn't matter whether you're by yourself or you're with children. You have to talk about it. There's something more to it. So if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, in Parshas Bo Mitzvah Chaf Aleph, source 16, he says the mitzvah is mitzvah Sipur Yetzias is Mitzraim Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, tell about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he says Halal Shabeach Lashem. You have to praise Hashem and thank him, say Hallel, and the background of the mitzvah is everyone has to do it. But then he says in the third paragraph there of 16, Mishar Sha mitzvah, the root of this mitzvah, he says, look at the end of that line, Ki hu yisod gadol v'amod chazak b'toraseinu uve'emunaseinu. This mitzvah, Sipuris Yisrayim, is a fundamental point. It's a foundation of our emuna. And that's why so many times in davening, not only on Pesach, we always say Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. He says, right? Shu also mofes gomor bechidush haolam ki yesh eloka kadmon chafetz yochad. That there's a God who can control everything, who's still involved in the world. Poel kol haninzos elayeshem hayeshem olam. He runs everything and he can change everything and he can manage everything. That is a fundamental yisod, says the Chinuch in the mitzvah of Sipuris Mitzrayim. And he says, just like he did in Mitzrayim, after all, he changed nature and so on so many times, the Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, etc. And he says, this silences anybody who claims that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is no longer involved in the world. And at the end, he writes, Umekayim Ha'emuna B'yedias Hashem Yisbarach. Right, this is emuna in a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is a fundamental part of the mitzvah Sipuris Mitzrayim. So the Chinuch is telling us that in Leil Pesach, Sipuris Mitzrayim is an expression of our emuna. It's a fundamental yisod v'amod yisod gadol v'amod chazak v'toraseinu v'emunaseinu. And the Ramban, the famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, Perek Gimel, Ramban writes, the very last Ramban, he says, Vavur Kekharish Baruch Hu does all these things, you know, Yitzava Osa Shenase Tomet Zikron, that's what we have to remember, Yitzis Mitzvah, and there's so many different things, that's why if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you get Koreis, you know, like Chometz on Pesach, and he says, we have to write about Yitzis Mitzvah on our doorpost, and it's a mezuzah, we have to remember it every day, in davening, in a Kriya Shema, in Tefillin, there's so many mitzvahs. And he writes in the second paragraph, the Chach of 17, V'chein kol kayotze bazeh, v'hen mitzus rabo zech l'esis Mitzrayim. And he said, because that way, lo yeh pischon peh, there won't be anybody who can open up a mouth and say that there's no God in the world and so on. Kavonas kol ha-mitzus shenamin belokeinu v'no de'elav shubaranu. We have to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that he manages the world, and that's all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants of us. The third line of the second paragraph 17. We have to know and acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's in general, and specifically again with regards to thinking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then he adds the famous line. He says, from all the wondrous and well-known miracles, we recognize the small miracles as well. That's something to focus on perhaps some other time, but it's an important point the Ramban makes. The Ramban and the Chinuch are telling us that the Yetzias Mitzrayim epic, the Yetzias Mitzrayim episode, what goes on and what went on in Yetzias Mitzrayim that we talk about at the Seder night is a foundation of our Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As I said, this is something we ought to focus on. It's not always dealt with or thought about. We have the Seder on Leil Pesach. The truth is, you look in the Aseres HaDibros, the first the Aseres HaDibros, Shmos, Parakov, Sukkim, Beis, and Gimel, Anocha, Shemalokech, Asher, Otesich, Ameretz, Mitzrayim, and Lo Yelacha Elohim Acherim, no other gods. You could ask the question, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu open the Aseres HaDibros, the Ten Commandments, by starting that I am Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? Wouldn't it have made more sense to say, I am Hashem who created the universe? Why did he took us out? Why it says Mitzrayim? But nonetheless, again, as we'll see, that's a fundamental mitzvah, of course, in terms of Amunah. The Rambam in mitzvah to say Aleph in 19, the very first mitzvah, is Hatzasher Tzivanu Lahamin Elokus, Ushanam and Sheisham. We have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Rambam said. That's the mitzvah. Anoche Hashem Elokecha. That's what it teaches us. We have to believe, have Amun on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Sefer Torah, that's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvahs HaSei Aleph. In the Mishnah Torah, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Parak Aleph, Halacha Aleph 20, the Rambam writes, Yisod HaYisodos HaMorach HaChomos Leida Sheisham Motzu Mishnah. A lot of people made a fuss about the fact that in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he writes Lahamin, and in the Yisod HaTorah, he writes Leida. Is there a difference in Amun and Yedi? You can talk about it, but the truth is, Chaim Heller and others have pointed out, or Kafach and others pointed out, in the original Arabic, you know, the word can mean both things. So there's not really a big difference, and that's fine for our purpose this evening. It means to know and to believe, and that because Emuna really is translated as belief, but it's not really a fully accurate translation, because Emuna means more than belief. Because sometimes when you say you're not sure about something, I believe so, but really means more conviction. I'm convinced. I have conviction. So that's really what Emuna is. The Ramban there in Parshas Yisrael, the Seres HaDibro, Source 21, Parakof L'Shmos, Tukim Beis and Gimel, Anocha Shmuel Kecha, HaDibro Azel Mitzvah Sasei. The Ramban lumps them together. You see that in, let me scroll down to 21. He says, it's a mitzvah, say, Yorav Yitzaveh Osam Sheyedu V'yaminu. Lumps it to know and to believe, and I have conviction on Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means. And says the Ramban, that's why it says, Anocha Shem L'Kecha Sherotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Because that shows that Kodesh Baruch Hu's continued involvement in the world. The third line of Torah, Ki b'yediyah v'ashgacha mimenu yotzanu mitzram. We got out because of our HaKadosh Baruch Hu watched over us. Emunah means, I believe in Hashkocha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over every single thing, including what I do. And therefore, Asher Otesicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created the world and left, but he was involved, and that's the Ramban Eitz, Torah Al-Chiddush, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still control the world and so on. But again, the idea is that the Yetzias Mitzrayim episode is to hammer home or to drill in this notion of Emunah. The Gemara says in Makkos, based on a pasuk in Chavakuk, Perek Beis, pasuk Dalad, 22 of Chavakuk, one of the Treyosar, three were last words, V'tzadik b'munoso yichya. And the Gemara Makkos Chav Dalam and Aleph says, in a certain sense, the whole Torah, all six, started off with 613 mitzvahs. And then the Gemara goes on to say, well, this one said that these are the primary mitzvahs. We whittled it down to this number. Another one whittled down to another. Chavakuk whittled down to one thing. V'tzadik b'munoso yichya. Everything goes around Emunah. The Marshor there in the Kedushah Goddess in Makkos Chav Dalam and Aleph 24 writes, Now, Emunah is Anochi from the Mitzvah Aseh, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and it's the flip side of the coin, Lo Yilecho, we can't have any other gods of the Lavin. And then he writes, in the last line of 24, the Maharsha writes, Shekol HaMitzvos Nichlolim Mitzvah Yishom Sheemunah. All other mitzvahs flow from Emunah. And so, it behooves us, I believe, at the Seder, and again in general, but especially this year, to use the Seder as an opportunity to strengthen our understanding to the extent that we can of Emunah. And now to relate it a little bit to the current situation, the truth be told, when is Emunah, I don't want to say more important, when is it more pronounced? So here we look in Source 25, the Psukim and Tillim Perek Tzadi Beis, we all know it. It's a Mizmor Shili Om HaShabbos, Tov L'Rosh Hashem, Lazam L'Hashim Kol Yon. Third Pasuk, 25, Perek Tzadi of Tillim, Pasuk Gimel, Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha, Emunoscha Balelos. Emunoscha Balelos. Emunah is particularly poignant, Balelos, at night. Rashi says there in Tillim, Source 26, Perek Tzadi Beis, of Tillim, Psukim, Pasuk Gimel, Lahagid Baboker Chazdecha, Beis HaGaula. One thing, when we're redeemed, when things are good. And we talk about chesed. Ve'munos chabalelos, uva'od tsaras hagolos, when we're living in tsara, in a time of oppression, a time of suffering. L'ha'amin b'chosh, tishma avtachos, kol zeh na'avetov. That's all part of Tov L'Rosh Hashem. We have to have emunah, even when things aren't going so well. And I think that that's a very, very basic idea, that emunah is necessary when things aren't going so well. Like I said earlier, emunah doesn't mean everything is going to be good. Okay, we know that everything is not good. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There are ups and there are downs. And there are great simchas and there are great tragedies. All of this, our mission is to understand that all of this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And sometimes, Rachmana Litzlan, we suffer. All of us do. And there are tragedies. And we're living with this anxiety and this kind of like tension over us right now. There are tragedies, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And the Sefer Yosef Tehilos, that's from the Chidor, in his commentary in Tillim 27, he says, "Afil in that pasuk, lagi b'vurch hastech when it's chabalos, afilu k'shenishpach b'boker shegula chastech of a golios leish amuna shetigaleinu." The idea that emuna is at night on a betuchim balelos. We're betuch. We're sure. We don't know when it's going to be. We don't know how long it's going to be. And we don't know how long we're going to suffer. And it could be a lot of trouble still to come. But we still have to have that notion of emunah. And then he adds in the Inami, the second part of 20, which I really wanted to highlight. He says, sometimes, the end of the first line, v'zeh kosov v'emunoscha balelo shezeh goram ha-ge'ula. It's the emunah, even in dark times, that's what brings about the ge'ula. The emunah, when things are not going so well, that brings about, that hastens the ge'ula. The Gemara says, we turn to the next page, the famous Gemara in Brachas, Yud Beis Amin Aleph, 28. Omer Rabba Barchina Saba Shnei the Rab. Kol Shalom Omer Emes V'yatziv Shachas Emes Amunah Arbis L'yotzer Nechavoso Shenemar Ar Pasuk Lahagi Bebokeh Chastech V'amos Chabalelos. The Gemara learns a din, that in the morning after Kriya Shema, the Bracha begins, Hashem Ani Hashem Elokechem Asher Otzeisim, etc. Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes, Emes V'yatziv. That's in Shachris. At night, we say Emes V'munah. It's not exactly the same. And the Rashi explains there in Brachas Yud Beis Amin Aleph 29, you didn't say Brachas Emes V'yatziv Kemosha Tiknu V'chein Emes V'nravis. Oh, yeah, so you haven't fully fulfilled. It sounds like you don't fulfill the whole mitzvah of Kriya Shema. I don't want to go into now the details of the Kriya Shema mitzvah, but in the second Rashi in 29, Shenemar Lahagid Baboka Chastecha, he says Brachas Emes V'yatziv Kula Chesed She'osam V'senohi. That's talking about the past. They took us out of Mitzrayim and so on. But Birchas Emes Emuna Medaber Bo Alaf Asidos. That's talking about the future also. Shana Mitzapim Sheikayim Lano Avtachoso Ve'Emunos L'Galenu. He'll keep his promise to redeem us. I have Emuna that it's going to happen. May not be for a while, but that's what Rashi says. And the Tosus there in Brachas Yibayt Man Aleph says also, right, 30, Dir Maschal Hagbar Chastecha Ve'Emunos Chapirish Medaber La'Asid Shana Mitzapim. We have emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can redeem us at any time. It may not happen, but we have emunah, it can happen at any time. And then Tosfos gives another approach, Inami, Apostik, and Echa, Chadosh, and Abkarm, Rabba, Emunah, Secha. Now that phrase we have it in Moda'ani, Rabba, Emunah, Secha. That's Apostik, and Echa, Paragimel, Apostik, Gimel 31. Chadosh, and Abkarm, Rabba, Emunah, Secha. Rashi explains over there, every day is renewed. Every day, you know, we give our neshama, so to speak, over to our HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Tosfos says. And we have emunah that it's going to be restored to us. Rabba Munasecha, the second Rashi of 32, Okay, Rabbi Masechet Rashi in Eicha Per Gimel Pasuk of Gimel Gedola Hi Avtachoscha V'Davar Gadol Hu. It's a great thing Lahamin B'Chosh at Tiskay V'Tishmor Masher T'Tachtalon. It's a big thing for us to have that emuna. If you look in the Rambam Hilchos Kriyshma Perak Alav Alach Zayin 33, excuse me, Rambam Paskins Kol She'Enu Omer Emes Yatzi B'Shachas Emes V'Arvis L'Yotzi Nechavaso Shulchan Aruch Archaim Simin Samach Vav Sifyud, same thing. Shulchan Aruch adds L'Yotzi Nechavaso Mitzvah Kitikuna, yet improperly Yotze. But in any event, in the morning you have the idea of Emes V'Yatziv Chesed L'Agbar V'Chastecha. At night, when things are dark and things are confused and things aren't going so clearly, then we have the notion of Emuna. The Mechilta Rabbi Shmuel, okay, in Parshas B'Shalach, Mizrach Vayi Parshas Vav, right? That what, you know, we the psukim, if you look back, if I can find it, back in Source 25, after it says, Lahagid Baboka Chastech, I'll just scroll back, look at Pasuk Hey of Parak Tzadi Beis in Dilma 25. Ki simachtani Hashem b'falecho. We're happy, there's a rejoicing. Says the Mechilta now in 35, Mi Garland, where do we get this simcha? Where do we get the notion of simcha from? The second line, the middle line, Mi Garam lano lovo de simchazu? Scharamuna. We believe in our Kadosh Baruch Hu at night when things are dark. We have that Amuna, understand that our Kadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. Eventually, there'll be Simcha. In the Torah's Hamagid, that's the Magid of Mezrich, the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, Dov Ber of Mezrich. In the Torah's Hamagid, and that Pasuk, until the Hagbar Chastecha, he says, Pirish Kisha Adam Behirus. Okay, now when things are clear, but here, it's on Bedvekas, we're close to Kadosh Baruch Hu Chastecha. We feel dark. We feel far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We still have to have that Amunah. That's the idea. Reb Tzarek of Lublin, Takanos HaShavon, page Vav, 37, writes, again, the same idea. He says, Mikolma on the second line, right? When there's a clear understanding of Chastecha, but Mikolma Mamin Gambe Masha Eno Masig Klal, key words. We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the 37. We have Emunah, second line. Gam b'masha eno masi. We don't understand. Why is this happening? What's going on in the world? Why? How can we explain this? Shazehu geder ha'emunah. That's the Emunah's Chabalelos. Dafkum, we don't understand. We don't have a clear comprehension of what's going on. He says, the hainu at the end of the line, b'chashecha, the helema or abar, when the clarity of light is missing. When there's disasters, there's tragedy, we don't understand why. And we ask, we wonder, we feel lost, we feel anxious. That's exactly when we have to have Emunah. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zohar Baruch, in his Sefer Emes Yaakov, in Parsha Shmos, Perek Hey, 38, says it's interesting. We know, we have a tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu got Paro to give the Jews one day off a week, Shabbos. Okay, we have a Makaros of that in Midrashim. What did they, because he said, I can work 7 days, people will burn out. So give them off a day, good. So, look at the second line of 38. What did they do? L'chein, l'achar shekib l'yisrael b'paras ha-shabbos. What'd they do? What'd they do on Shabbos? So imagine the Jews living at that time. You know what they did, says Yaakov Kamenetsky? They went to the leaders of Moshe Rabbeinu. They wondered, how could it be? Why are we suffering? We're as good people. We're better people than the Egyptians. Tzadik v'ralo. We're tzadikim. And we're suffering. And the Egyptians are so cruel. They're so shun. And they're thriving. What's going on? And therefore, he says, that was the kasha they asked. Okay, on the top of the next page. Rabbi Sholo, Yikshu, Kushu, Zuz, Tzadik, Rashi. The Tzadik, Ralo. So they shouldn't answer it. Moshe Rabbeinu is Misaken, Lehagid, Baboke, Chasech, Eschob, Balelos. He wanted to encourage them. And look at the last line. Afilu, Bishas, Tokef, Hagolos. At the strength of the Golos. Shu, Doma, Lelila. It's just like night. Afal, Pichain, Alena, Lomar. And that's another Pusik in that same capital until him. Moshe Rabbeinu used Shabbos to encourage the Jewish people that even in time of suffering, we still have Emunah. We say Magadlu Masecha. That's the idea of Soloveitchik developed. There's the Rishima Shiurim and Brachos Yud Aleph and Beis 39. I'll say it outside. He said, you know, we have a concept of Zchus Avos and Bris Avos. Zchus Avos is the merit of our ancestors. He said, you know, that can run out. Zchus Avos, the Gemara says, in Brachos Shabbos, Nun Hamad Aleph. Zchus Avos can run out. But Tosdair points out, but Bris Avos, a covenant never runs out. Covenant is all time. And so the Rav said, you know, when things are going well, okay, so Zchus Avos, right, it's daytime, it's clear, we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we feel good, Zchus Avos. But even at night, when things aren't going well, we're in Galus, we're suffering, there's Bris Avos. And now let's turn, if you will, to Leil HaSeder, how all this emerges from the Leil HaSeder. We have a din. It's a mission in Pesachim Kuv Tez Amar Aleph, source 40. Maschel begnus or Messiah b'shrach. When we tell over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't just tell the good part. We don't just stress the end, but maschel begnus, we have to tell the bad part also. And v'doresh me'arami ovid avi ad shigmo kol ha'parsha kula. Psukim from Parshas Kisavo, those are the headline psukim. I remember my children will remember also, the years ago, you got a Haggadah, it was hard to figure out psukim and drushes. And I remember saying years ago, they should make the four major psukim, which I printed here in 41, Perkav Vav of Dvarim, psukim Hei through Ches, Vanisa Vartav Hashem HaKech, Arami Ovarev, etc. Those are the headline psukim, which we break into word by word or phrase by phrase in Darshan. I remember saying they should print Haggadahs where they print that those four psukim in bold, and everything else in a different font or something, or a different color. Now, Baruch Hashem, they do. I'm not saying, I guess I was the only one who had the idea. But, you know, it's clear. These are the four headline psukim. We darshan the whole parsha. But maschil begnus misayim mishevach. Look at the second pasuk of 41. Vayareu osan ha-mitzvah vayonunu. Vayinu alena vodakosha. The Egyptians thought bad of us. They treated us poorly. They afflicted us. They tortured us. They made us do hard work. We cried out to Hashem, and He saw our suffering and our burdens and the pressure we were under. That's part of Yetzias Mitzrayim too. We don't talk about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. And I dare say that sometimes, and I'm no different than anybody else, we focus on the simcha and the happiness of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's wonderful. But the din is back in 40. Maschil begnusum esayim b'shrach. And by the way, it's not only a din in Leil Pesach. Those psukim and parshas Kisavo have to do with when you brought your bikurim, your first fruits, to Yerushalayim. You had to actually utter those four psukim. And the Gemara in Sotah, Lamed Beis and Beis, says that it's proper to say it out loud. Even your gnus, even the negative. Okay, the Gemara says not necessarily gnus, but tsar, you're suffering. And Rashi says in 43, Sotah, Lamed Beis and Beis, right? Tsaros she'avru aleinu d'hainu tsaros she'avru yisol, tsaros love on harami, tsaros mitzrayim. We never had, you know, like we say in v'yishamda, behold over the omnil chalosena. We never had the shortage of people who tried to cause us trouble. We have to declare that out loud also. That's part of it. Now, there's a famous machlokas, Rabban Shmuel, okay? Let's go down to 44. What is the gnus? What is the what's the negative? Rav said it's the spiritual gnus. And Shmuel said it's avarim hayunu. So we actually do both. We are having the seder both, right? Rama Paskins parag zayin luchos chomitz maschal alach adalid. The tzarich lahasu gnus sign b'shvach ketsad maschal misaper. He has the other order that we have it. So mitchila havosenu me terach. The days of Terach, the father of Ram, we were all idolaters and so on. And then we say shekervano amokam because Baruch Hu brought us to serve him. And b'chein, but the second line of 45, b'chein maschil modi shavarim ayinu. We talk about the physical. There's the spiritual enslavement, the physical enslavement. And we talk about our suffering and so on. And the Rambam adds on the top line of the next page, v'hu sheyidrosh me'aramid ovid avi. Where did Chazal get this from? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. Where did Chazal get this from? He's supposed to be maschil begnus misayim mishrach from the psukim. The psukim start with the negative points. And the Meiri writes in the base of Chira there in Psachim Kuf Tes Amar Aleph 46, maschil begnus, he says, Avodim hayinu sheyifarsim es ha'avdus. We have to stress and publicize the slavery, the suffering, and to give greater cover to the shikur. And the Marsha also, in the Chiddush HaGadol Psachim Kuf Tes Amar Aleph says, Yizkor tilos shifluso v'gnoso. First, we have to talk about our lowness, the suffering, and so on, the gnos. Reb Chaim Rizka, Reb Chaim Soloveitchik in 48 said that's really the basic difference, one of the three primary differences between Leil Pesach and the mitzvah of Yisipurit of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim all year long. We mention Zechir Yetzias Mitzrayim all the time. I said earlier in the Birchas Kriyashma, both during the day and during the night, we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's the case. Why is this night different than all other nights? Right? What's the difference? And we talk about it all the time. So Reb Chaim has three distinctions. One is that we have to do it in a question-answer format. But the second one, Bayes, maybe three lines in the bottom of 48, the Sipur, Tzorach L'Saper, Kol HaHishtalshus, the whole story. Tzorach L'Hasim G'nus L'Mishrach. Usually, in Myra, we only talk about the fact that everything's good, you know, Oz Yoshi and all this stuff, right? Right? Micha Mocha, we say all good things. Okay, but this night we have to talk about everything. Then he talks about the time of mitzvah, something else. And if you think about it, the Abba Rabbeinu point this out. Look at in 49, the Manishtana. I don't need to print it. We all know it, right? Four questions. The truth of the matter is they're not really questions. They're exclamations. We say in the Yiddish, the fear kashas. A kasha in the Gemara is a contradiction. It's not a sheila. It's a contradiction. And that's exactly what Abba Rabbeinu says is going on here. It's a contradiction. What kind of contradiction? Because the truth of the matter is, if you walk into a shul, Baruch Hashem, Shanim Ketikunam, you walk into shul on Purim, someone who doesn't know anything about observing Judaism walks into shul on Purim, he doesn't have to stay there too long to figure out the Jews are celebrating a joyous holiday. And by the same token, if he walks into shul on Tisha B'Av and everyone's sitting on the floor and the light is dim and so on, he doesn't have to think too hard to recognize that it's a sad day. And if it's, you know, it comes in Kippur, if it's serious, it's a solemn day. So what is Pesach? What is Pesach? It's a stira. Because on the one hand, the first two kashas, usually we can eat whatever we want, chametz, good bread, or matzah. Tonight, only matzah. Usually we eat all vegetables. Tonight, only maror. So that means, oh, okay, it must be a sad night. Must be commemorating something sad. On the flip side, the next two, tonight we dip like rich people and so on. We dip our vegetables into fancy dips and so on and so forth. And we sit reclining like kings. Oh, so it must be we're commemorating something positive. So which is it? The answer is, Rabosai, it's both. It's both. It's both. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There are pluses and there are minuses. There are up moments. There are down moments. And there's nothing like the Yetzias Mitzrayim story as a whole. And our recounting of the Pesach night to remind us that's Emunah on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. I printed in Source 50. I'm not going to read all the psukim. But we know from Koheles, right? Paragimels, the first eight psukim. La kolzman, eis laleda es eis lamus. There's time to be born and time to die. And you can read the rest, you know them. And ending off in Pasuk Ches, Eis Lehov, Eis Lesno, Eis Mechom, Eis Shalom, right? Everything has its time. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu constructed the world. And there's time for joy and there's time for sadness. And a person, therefore, cannot get so depressed when we hit the point of sadness. We have to strengthen our munah. Moros chabalelos! Dafka, when things aren't going the way they're supposed to go. And I just want to highlight for you quickly, before coming to a different point, okay, the psukim. Just look at the psukim in Parashas Shmos, which describe the suffering of the Jewish people in Mitzrayim. Forget Midrashim. Look at the psukim. Psukim Rashi, Chumash Rashi, right? 51. Shmos Perak Aleph Pasuk Aleph. Vayasimu Alav Sari Misim Laman Anosol B'Sivos. They wanted to afflict them, and the Jews had to build Vayivin Ari Miskanos. They had to build these buildings. And a Pasuk Gimel Vayavidu Mitzrayim Es Bnei Yisrael Befarech. Rashi interprets in 52 Befarech Bavoda Kosha Hamfareches Aguf. Breaks your back, breaks your body. Befarech and Yudalid back in 51. Vayimoris Chaim. They embittered their lives. Bavoda Kosha. What kind of lives do these people have? Right? All this work they had to do before, back-breaking work, that was their life, right? All the time, for decades. And now, Tesvav, Paro made a decree. He told the medical personnel that if the baby is a boy, a baby is born, you have to kill him. Can you imagine such a decree? Imagine living with such a decree? That's how he instructed the hospitals. Okay, any boys that are born, kill them. And when that didn't work out, Chav Beis, by 51, by Itzav Paro Chom, every male child got to be thrown into the water. Imagine such a decree. I mean, we have to put ourselves back. That's part of Maschil Begnos. We have to think about that the night of Seder. And Perak Beis, 53, by Yetzim, when Moshe grew up, he saw Vayar Ish Mitzvi Maka Ish Vimechav. He saw an Egyptian beating a Jew, physically beating him up. And that was not an unusual experience. And in 54, Rashi explains on that Pasuk Shmos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, who was it? It was an Egyptian who set his eyes on a Jewish wife. And he went into, he took the worker out and he went into the house and had his way with the wife. And therefore had a bitter feeling about the man always beat him. Right? That's what people lived with. And now Pasuk Chav Gimel of 53, Vayomas Melech Mitzrayim, Rashi says in 54, what, he didn't die? Mitztar, Instara, he got Saras. He bathed in the blood of Jewish children. That's what the Jews live with. That's what we have to think about at the Seder also. And all the psukim I print in 55, the end of Parsha Shmos, when you know the story, they're told that they couldn't have any more straw and they still had to produce just as many bricks. You can read through the psukim, okay, yourselves. And anyone about it would like the sources, I can email them to you. So you'll have them if you're interested in them, right? To the point that by you Jewish taskmasters were beaten when they were trying to help the fellow Jews out. And they came to Paro, what are you doing? And, you know, oh, you're a bunch of lazy good for nothing, you're complaining, you want to go out and serve God, never mind, the work will get harder. And they finally complained to Moshe Rabbeinu, you made us stink in the eyes of Paro and so on. This was the life of the Jewish people. Rabosai, Maschil Begnusa Messiah Meshevach. We have to think of what went on there, what kind of lives they led. What kind of lives they led. That's part of the Yetzias Mitzrayim story also, not only the good news, but also Maschil Begnus. And perhaps the lesson is the Mishnah Pirkei Avos Parak Aleph Mishnah Zayin Nita Arbeli Omer 57 the Al Tisyoyesh Minapuranos. You're never allowed to be Misyayesh. You cannot give up hope because of tragedy, because of disaster. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not easy. We're suffering now. But Al Tisyoyesh Minapuranos. And Rashi there says, look, the second part of Rashi, right? If a person is the second line of 58, the Rashi there, Imba Alecha Ra'a Al Tisyoyesh. Yeshua Krovolovo. Okay, we don't know. Yeshua could come at any time. That's Emuna. We don't know when it's going to come. But from that Emuna, we can get back up. That's the Pasuk in Micha Perek Zayin, Pasuk Ches. Al Tisbe Avti Li, Kina Falti Kamti. When I fall down, I can get back up. Kiyeshe Bachoshech, when I sit in the dark, Hashem Orli. Kadosh Baruch Hu is my light. And that's what the Medrash Tilim says. Okay, the Jews say to the, you know, don't worry, we've been beaten up, we'll get back, we knocked down, we'll get back up again. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis Hey 61. The Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the Yesh Alabotech Bashem, somebody who really trusts in Hashem, Lehochil Bima'uf Tsukaso. He has to have hope, and I looked up the English translation, in the gloom of his despair, Bima'uf Tsukaso. Eventually the dark is going to be the reason why there's light. It's going to follow. It's going to happen. Okay? And it may not happen immediately. It may not happen when we want it, but it's going to happen. And he says, therefore, il mole nafalti, if I hadn't fallen down, Lokans wouldn't be able to get back up. If I hadn't been in the dark, I wouldn't appreciate the light. That's later than the Rabbi Yonah, is the Maral Miprague in 62, Gvuras Hashem Perek Nun Beis. He makes the point as well. Ki Hashevach, on the first line, Shekodim Lo Gnus, Yosef Shevach. Okay, the praise that comes, the good news that comes after bad news is even greater. And he said, that's why, Hayom Kodim Lo Laila. Light comes before day. The darkness comes before the light. And he goes on to explain the Maila of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, perfection and so on, is only after going through the Gnus. The Or is the highest, the light is the most we can get. And we'll just look at the last two lines. He says, L'chach dover zem more al ha-maila ha-lokis ha-shahar lahem t'chila Gnus v'chach HaKadosh Baruch Hu malo sama madregis ha-lokis v'zehu kefi seder ha-olam. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There are dark moments and there are light moments. And we have to not be misyayish. We have to strengthen our emunah. The Morei Naim, one of the great Hasidic masters, the Chernobyl Rebbe, the founder of the, you know, the family, the Rachlisvivke, Skver, all the Twersky family comes from the Morei Naim. He says, if you have this kind of emunah, the fourth line of 63, you can get an even higher height. And he brings a muscle from the Baal Shem Tov, a beautiful muscle. A parent is teaching his child how to walk. Okay, so he stands a little bit away from him, and he calls him to come. So the kid waddles over, and as soon as he's there, he moves further back. So the kid has to waddle some more, maybe falls down. And he wonders, what's dad doing? What's mom doing? And then he said, come over here. Okay, so he stands over here. The kid takes four steps. The father moves further away. The mother moves back further. Right? That's what Kadosh Baruch Hu. We seem to be coming closer. No, I'm not there. I think it's over. It's not over. I think it's going to be good. It's not going to be good. Okay, not right now. But an initial movement, he says, eventually you learn how to walk. That's the muscle of the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Huttner pointed out a very fascinating thing. You know, we mentioned before about the question and answer format. That was one of Chaim's differences, that the Seder has to be done in a question and answer format, right? So he says that that's really something that goes back to Avram Avinu, because the Parsha Lech Lecha, Perikid Beis of Bereishis 64, it says, Avram Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha, right? Go where? Didn't tell him where to go. Told him to go El Aretz Asher Ar Eka, to some place where I'll show you. And Rashi says, Lo Gila Lar, didn't tell him where, okay? How did Avram feel about that? Put yourself in Avram's way. Okay, I'm going. Where am I going? I don't know. We'll tell you later. You know, it was the confusion. And Avraham Avinu himself says that in Perek Chof of Bereishis, Pasuk Gimel 66. By he kasher he su'osa usi Elokim. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu caused me to wander. And Rashi is somebody who's wandering around, doesn't know where he's going. Right? But eventually when he gets there, there's even greater satisfaction. And Rav Huttner writes, Pachad Yitzchak, Mamre in Zion, he said, what's a question? A question means I'm not sure. I don't know. It's not clear. Right? We have to ask. This doesn't make sense. Then you have an answer, and the answer is much more powerful after you've asked the question. And so it's the same, similar kind of an idea. This notion of there being positive and negative, good times and bad times, the Midrash Lech Lecha, in Parshat Lech Lecha there, Perikud Bei, Simon Bei 68, says that the, you know, kings and great people minted coins. So it says in 68, look at this, Matbea Shel David, what did the coin of David HaMelech? Makel V'Tarmil Mikan. On one side he had a stick and his pack. That was a picture. Umigdal Mikan, but the great citadel, the Tower of David, nothing to do with the Migdal David today, but the Tower of David on the other side. There's down moments and up moments. And Mordechai, on one side, he had the Pasuk, Ki Gadol Mordechai Beis HaMelech. Okay? Mordechai was great, and so on and so forth. On the other side, right? I'm sorry, what, that was the Pasuk of Mordechai. What did he have on his coin? Sakva Efer on one side, Aterazal Mikan, the ashes that he, when he heard the news about Haman on one side, the golden crown that he wore when Haman took him out in the street on the other side. So there's, that's Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And perhaps, I mentioned last week, I mentioned many times, but I'll show it to you inside quickly, I'll move through quickly. The great lesson in the Haggadah is the lesson of Rabbi Akiva. We all know the story, 69. Ma'aseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Tarfa. They were in B'nai Brak all night long until the students came and told them it's Shachar's time. Good. Why were they in B'nai Brak? And some of you have heard this from me, but it bears repetition. Why were they in B'nai Brak? You look in Sanhedrin, Lamed, Beis, and Beis. They didn't live in B'nai Brak. Okay? The Gemara says you should find where your Chachamim and go learn by them. Achar Rabbi Lud. Rabbi Elazar lived in Lud before there was an airport. Achar Rabbi Yeshua Lepkian. Yeshua lived in Pekian. Achar Rabbi Gamliel Yavne. Gamliel Yavne. Achar Rabbi Kiva lived in B'nai Brak. Rabbi Kiva lived in B'nai Brak. Okay? So that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Lamed, Beis, and Beis. So why did they get together in B'nai Brak where Rabbi Kiva lived? He wasn't their leader. Matter of fact, Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud. The Gemara in Samech Chesmon Alvin 72 implies that Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud of Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. So why would they go to Rabbi Kiva's house? So it's again the famous, again, those who've been to B'nai Brak know one of the main streets of B'nai Brak, Arayom Hazeh, is Rechov Rabbi Kiva. So why'd they go to visit Rabbi Kiva? He wasn't the oldest and he wasn't the most prominent at that point. So the Aruch HaShulchan, as Agada Lel Shimon says, because what a time that was for the Jewish people. It was in the aftermath of the Churban. There were Hadrianic persecutions and suffering. And who felt like having a Seder under those conditions? We're going to sit down at the Seder now? Okay, we're going to sit down at a Seder and talk about Geula and Cheres and freedom and in the middle of such horrible persecution. They were horrible with torturing and people dying and hearing bad news all the time, like we have today, right? We get phone calls and so on. Who's going to help us have a proper Seder? Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva was somebody who's able to maintain that unbelievable emunah and see light even in the darkness. That's the Gemara in the end of Makkah, his famous Gemara. I'm not going to read it inside, 73, everybody knows it. Chav Dalman Beis, right? A bunch of Rabbanim were walking near Har HaTzofim in Mount Scopus, and they saw the Makkah Mikdash, Karu Bidan, they talk Kriya. And then suddenly they started to cry, and Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. And so, as you all know, they all cried. What do you mean? How can we not cry? This is the Makkah Mikdash. Rabbi Akiva said, yes, but I see now that all the nevuahs, all the prophecies concerning destruction have come true. So I know that all the prophecies of rebuilding and of renewal and of return are going to come true as well. And the Maseches Makkos ends in 73, Akiva Nechamtano, Akiva Nechamtano, right? That was Rabbi Akiva. Now, it's interesting, the Marashah points out in 74, not that Rabbi Akiva didn't tear Kriya. That's a din. Of course he tore Kriya. Right? What, Rabbi Akiva wasn't upset when he saw the Beis HaMikdash in a state of destruction? We saw the Mokom HaMikdash? Says the Maharsha in 74, right? The Vada Gam Rabbi Akiva Modeh, the Yesh L'Tar Al Churban HaBayis. Of course. Okay, the Vada Gam Rabbi Akiva Ha'im Mitzvah Baros Mokom HaMikdash Har Val Stel Kushkina V'Mishum Ha'achay Akari. Of course he taught Kriya. But he was able to see something else also. Even in the darkness and the despair, he had that emunah on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that perhaps other people don't always have. And that's where Soloveitchik pointed out the famous mission, Yuma, Peheim and Beis, end of Yuma. The mission says, Abikiva, Amar Abikiva, Ashrechem Yisrael. Jews are fortunate because you know who's Metairas? A Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes Psukim, and the Rav asks, what's Abikiva teaching? We don't know. No kidding, a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Metairas. So the Rav said, because the Akiva lived right after the Churban, and many people thought that the only Kapar and Tahara could come if there's a Beis HaMikdash, came to the Akiva? No. Not that the Akiva wasn't upset that there was no Beis HaMikdash. He said, it's still a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now I'll tell you something else. We all know this. The Gemara in Yevam is Samach Beis HaMabeis, talking about Rabbi Akiva. Amru, 76, Shneim Osar Elev Zugim Tamidim Hoyle Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Tamidim, 24,000 Tamidim. Migeves Arantiparis, cities. Bekulon Meso Beperakecha, they all died at one time. Okay, Rabbi Akiva found other Tamidim. And the Gemara says, when did they die? In the last line of 76, Tana Kula Mason Li Pesach Varatzeres, from Pesach to Shavuos. Rabosai, do the math. 24,000 Talmidim died between Pesach and Shavuos. How many hundreds of phone calls did Rabbi Akiva get from the shul telling Nebuch, or emails did he get telling Nebuch that somebody died? How many Amonis maybe? Maybe some of these Talmidim were married. How many Amonis? How many, maybe some of the children? How many Yisomim? How many Levi's Rabbi Akiva had to go to? Did Rabbi Akiva give up? No. He found other Talmidim in the second line of 76. He found other Talmidim, Meir, Behuda, Yosef, Shimon, Shemua. He found other Talmidim. Was he not upset about the death of all these other Talmidim? Of course he was. And for that, we still have the practice today in 78, right? The Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, Tzadi, Gimel, Sif, Aleph, the meaning not to get married, and so on and so forth. In Pesach, Shavuos, Lag BaOmer, and so on and so forth. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's the hero. Rabbi Akiva was able, that's the model that we have to follow. We have to be the Rabbi Akivas of our generation. And that's something else. You look in 79, the Mishnah in Pesachim. Kufta Zaman Aleph, Mishnah starts, but this part's in Kufta Zaman Beis. The Mishnah says, okay, how do you end at the end of Magid? What's the bracha, right? The chosim b'geula, the chasim of the bracha speaks about geula. So what's the bracha? So Tarfon Omer, Asher Golan, b'geula, so Zen Mitzrayim, period, right? Beautiful. We were Ashkosh B'redim, so Mitzrayim, excellent. That makes sense. That's the bracha, according to the Mashbam explains. You shouldn't think that it's in a machok. Okay, whatever. I have to go into the Mashbam now, what the machokas is. But he said, the bracha is, God, you saw, we just said, Kodesh Baruch Hu redeemed us. Rabbi Akiva had a whole different text. And that's what we follow. I'm told bracha from God, you saw, a whole text. And the Rashbam points out in 82nd Rashbam, Kain Yagino, Hainu Davdina, Kabi Kiva, we pass Kabi Kiva. We don't just say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Redeemed Us Mitzrayim. We express the Bitachon and the Emunah in the future. Just like there was a Gula then, Kain, Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's going to bring us to other Yomim Tovim, other times of Simcha. And that's the text that we have. Pay attention Wednesday night and Thursday night to the Seder, at the Bracha, right before the second coast, at the end of Magid. We pass like a Kiva, because Baruch Hu should bring us to more holidays and more simchas and so on, and to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and so on. It's not enough just to remember the past. Okay? We have to project forward also. We have to have that Amuna. And Rabbi Tarfon said, not in this context, but in a different context, Kedushin Samach Vav, Amad Aleph, Amad Beis, 81, Amad Rabbi Tarfon, Akiva, Kalaparsh, Mechok, Keparsh, Menachayim. Well, whoever leaves you, it's like leaving life. Rabbi Kiva taught us how to live life, right? I mean, the context there is a specific context, but in general. And that also explains another practice that we have. The Gemara Bracha says on Dalam Abayis, who's a Ben Olam Haba? Hasomech Gula Tfila. Right? You have Smichas Gula Tfila, Ashal Arvis. And Rashi points out Koshek in the Shachar. It means Mar and Shachar. And Rashi quotes it's because the Tupsukim that are juxtaposed, Hashem Tzuba Goali, and Lama Sech Hashem Yom Tzara. Fine. Ezu Ben Olam Haba, what's Smichas Gula Tfila? Right after the Bracha of Bracha, Hashem Goal Yisrael, go right into the Shemon Asrei. No hefsek, no interruptions. So Rabbeinu Yonah won this in 84. I mean, it's an important din. I'm not taking anything away from it, but that's a Ben Olam Haba, right? He said, because so he answers the Rabbeinu Yonah, no. He says as follows, because somebody who davens for Geula, okay, shows that he believes what he said, right? We talked all about our Hashem redeemed us. So maybe it's just lip service. But if you go ahead right after that to ask for Gula, that shows you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do it. In other words, we go right from Gula to Tefillah. We talk about the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the past, and I want to show that I really believe it's true. But Haraya, I'm asking for that again. That's the idea. And that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. And that's why I have Gula to Tefillah. And it shows Bitachon. It shows we understand. Look at the last couple of lines. Kevin, Shanit Masker, Akshav, Osa Gula, Shabar Chavaseinu B'Hashem, B'Tzil, Mispalo, Miyad, Nimtze, Shkam, Huvo, Teach, Bo. Shianu, Oso, Kimo, Shianu, Lisro, Bavur, Shabbat, Huvo. They had a Muna, we have a Muna, we'll have the same thing. It's interesting, in Kabbalistic literature, and I'm not an expert by any means in anything to do with Kabbalah, but in Kabbalistic literature, the Zohar says, Parshas Tetzaveh, it refers to the matzah as the food of Mehemenusa, Emuna, that's the Aramaic. It talks about, look at there, it's Kuf Pei Gimel Beis in the regular Zohar edition, Shmos Parshas Tetzaveh. It's called the food of Emuna. Matzah brings us to Emuna. How is matzah the food of Emuna? I suggest the following. The same Mishnah Pesachim, Kuf Tezam and Aleph, and going over Bay, says, right, Rabbi Galil Hai Omer, you have to say the following three things, Pesach, Matzah, Mor. What's Matzah? So look on the third line of 86, Matzah, Shum, Shenigal, Osem, Mitzrayim. Okay, Shenemar, and so on. And the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah Halacha Hey, has almost the same expression. Matzah al shem shenigalu. In Perek Ches Halacha Dalet, he has more of what we have. It's not just al shem shenigalu, but there wasn't enough time, right? Al shem, third line of Perek Ches Halacha Dalet, 89, al shem shalom hispik b'tzeikim shalom v'sein al hachmetz, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself and they had to run out and so on. We have that text in our Haggadah today, like the Rambam has over there. What's the, of course, it talks about because Rabbi Revealing himself, Gilushkin, once spoke about that. What's the idea? So matzah seems to be what? Symbolic of the redemption. On the other hand, at the beginning of the Seder in 90, we say, Holach ma'anya diachalav osana ba'ar de Mitzrayim. This is the food we ate when in Mitzrayim. And apparently that means when we were in Mitzrayim. The Orchas Chaim, Chelik Alef Simon Lamed Ches, Perish HaGoda, writes, Perish HaGoda Simon Lamed Ches, quotes of Yosef, Avram ben Ezra. I mentioned this in the past. He was once imprisoned Behodu, Turkey, in India, for whatever reason. He was imprisoned in India. What did they feed him? Matzah. That was the cheap food he gave to a prisoner. It probably didn't cost $28 a box. Okay, they gave him matzah because it stays in the stomach for a long time, as we'll sense in about a week from now. Okay, Mishael Misakel Bimhera, and so on. And a little bit is enough. That's what they gave the Jews to eat. So, wait a minute, which is it? Is matzah commemorating the Gula, or is it commemorating the Abdus? And we know that Parshas Re'eh, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Gimel 92, matzah is called Lechem Oni. Okay, what does Lechem Oni mean? So the Sforno says in 93, that was the food they used to give them in Mitzrayim. There wasn't enough time for it to bake food because they had to go back into work. That's what Sforno says. Well, in Panay La, Shal Sisosma, Shatech Tetech Matz, Menoksim Otzim. Rabban says there in Re'eh, Perek Tazayin, Pasuk Beis and Dvarim, Dear Maskel the Tav is Vachta Pesach 94. He says it's both things. Second line of 94, Vehinia Tirmos Lishnei Dvarim. It's two things. It's the Gula and it's the Golas. So one of the main symbols of Pesach Habosai is matzah. Of course, it reminds us of the bad times too. And that you have to keep in mind as well, because that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. There's bad times and there's good times. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim 95, Kuftes Vavon Beis. Why is it called Lechem Oni? So going over on Beis, Lechem She'onim Olav Dvar Maharbev, from the word Oner, respond, declaring. We declare many things regarding matzah. But the other is Lechem Oni, a poor person has to break things and eat and so on. Rashi and Rashbam explain, that's when we make Hamotzi and Leil Seder. We take the broken piece. Now we have to have two other pieces to be whole, because like any other Yom Tov, you need the Shtei Kikor Shleimus and so on. You look in the Rashi and Rashbam and Kuf Tezaman Alas, Afkan, Lo Garam Yishayam told me, need two whole pieces. We eat the broken piece as well. Rashi in Re'eh says another reason. Lechem Oni, in Parak Tezad, on that Pasuk, 98, Lechem Oni, Lechem Shemazkar, Oni, the affliction, the suffering. But yet, Psochem Lamad Ben Aleph, Oni Malo Dvarim Harbi, what does that mean? We say Hallel, we say the Haggadah. So our both say the Matzah has a dual significance as well. In fact, even the more, look in the 100, Psochem Lamad Tesam and Aleph, we're almost done. Elu yirakos, these are the vegetables and so on which you could eat. It mentions chazeres, it's lettuce, tamcha, maybe that's charein. Won't go into that problem now. Okay, and the Gemara says mitzvah chares chazeres. What is chazeres? My chazeres, chasa, salad, lettuce. Why is it called chasa? The chas rachmona ilavun, says the Gemara in Pesachim, Lamitas 101. Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on us. Really, the maror? Yeah, in maror. Also, is emuna, Kadosh Baruch Hu had mercy. Okay, that's why it's called chasa. The chasam sofer, take it for what it's worth, and one of his chuvas, chelek alef, chelek archaim, sim kuf lamed beis, talks to tamcha, the shakarin krein, as we have. What is tamcha? Rosh tevas, tomid misaprim kavod kale. Okay, cute remez. The Gemara gave a remez, I'll also give a remez, he said, right? The tamcha also, even the morer. Okay, and lastly, we have a practice, leil haseder. There are more quotes in the Tuf Pei Sif Aleph 104. We say Shvoch Hamoscha right by Hallel. We open the door. Liftoach HaPesach. Why? Says the Ramah, Kedei Lizkor Shulel Shimurim. To protect the night. It was Chus Emuna Zu. We have Emuna. The Yavo Mashiach. The Mashiach is going to come. We open the door as a sign of Leil Shimurim. The Pasuk says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, Leil Shimurim Al Hashem. This is the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Was Leil Shimurim Al Hashem. Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shimur L'chol Ben Eitzel Adarosam. And Rashi says in the Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, what does it mean? Shimurim? 106? Mishumar Ba Minamazikin. There are no trouble that night. We're safe that night. Like it says, Lo'iten HaMashkis. And we have that Pasuk, a special meaning today. We won't let the plague come into our home. in 107. Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Gimel. Right? But Tain Hamashkes Lavo. But there'll be outside. There's a Mashkes. There's destruction around. Don't let it into our house. The Maharal Miprag in 108 says something interesting. I'm sorry. The Maharil says something interesting. There's even a practice. Maharil, not the Maharal. Say the Leil Sheni Shel Pesach. Oath Bays 108. Some people have the practice not to say the whole Kriya Shema, Shalamita, just the Shema itself and Amapil, not all the Psukim, because that's for Hatzalah, that's for salvation. You don't need it tonight. It's Leil Shimurim. And some people don't lock their doors because of Emunah. We trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that night. The Mount of Rum, a little practical, in Simatov by Aleph, Sikot and Bays 109, he says, yeah, but if it's a bad neighborhood, lock your doors. Yeah, don't rely on miracles. But that's the standard reason. It's Leil Shimurim. But the Sefer HaManhig, Hilchos Pesach, page 2 of Tovchav, Kilon Tovchav Dal, and the Orchos Chaim, Seder Lel Pesach, Oslam and Zayin, gives another reason we open the door. Not to simply show that we are, you know, that we're safe tonight, but rather we connect it to Eliyahu Navi. We have what's called the Kosel Eliyahu. That's a later concept that's called the Kosel Achronim habit, Kosel Eliyahu. As far as I know, the Rishonim don't. But these are Rishonim, the Manig and Orchos Chaim both said, you know what the idea of opening the door is? So that Eliyahu can come and let us know that it's time for the Geula. Look what he says. Minig 1:10. Minig b'kama koma she'ein no'an ha'chadom. We don't lock the doors. Ki b'nissan nigalo v'nissan asin l'goyel. Okay? It's a Leil Shimurim. We mentioned that. V'im yovo Eliyo yimtza bayis pasuach. V'yetze likroso. We can run out and greet Eliyahu Navi. He's going to come. We have the Emunah tonight of the Leil Seder. We'll run out. Eliyahu Navi's here. Good news, everybody. That's what our Orchos Chaim writes. That's the Emunah. We have Emunah that Eliyahu Navi's going to come. And you know he's coming. He's coming to my Seder. How do you like that? That's what I saw in the Haggadah. I don't have it in the print. But he said, you know, we have a pork wine, you have a wine shell Elio, because Elio also, you know, this idea of Elio coming to every house, was it like, you know, Havdil, you know, like Santa Claus comes to every, you know, down every chimney and you leave some cookies and eggnog, so we leave Elio and Avi some wine. No, we have wine because Elio and Avi may come into my house. He may come to my Seder. Sounds a little strange, but he may come to your Seder. And Chaim Volozhin is a story I once heard from the Rebbe. Chaim Volozhin would have a dream sometimes that he'd be sitting in his house and so on, and he hears a commotion outside, doesn't know what it is, goes back to learning, hears a commotion, goes back to learning, finally looks outside, oh, the Mashiach has come. And he goes to put on his Shabbos coat, and he realizes one of the buttons is ripped. We're never ready. We're never going to be ready for the Mashiach. Now, I guess he assumed that the Mashiach wasn't come to Volozhin. But the idea is that the Eliyahu Navi can come in and come to my Seder. And when I open the door, that's what Rashi says, the other with El Shimur, the other phrase, right? Because Baruch Hu is waiting for this day. And that's what the Gemara says. But Nisan Nigalim Nisan Asin Ligoyel, right? That's Leil Shimurim. It's Leil Shimur Bab Sheshem Ebrei. This was a night set up for Geula. And then Shabur mentions the point also in 114. We'll finish this in a moment. This night, two things. Simtaf Pei Sivkot Yud. Ein Misyarin Mishum Dover. Tonight we're not afraid. But then he adds, V'noagin Be'elam Adinas Limzo Kos Echad Yosem Mishumin. We pour an extra cup. V'korin Oso Kos Eliyahu Navi. L'rame Shano Maminim Shekeshem Shegolano Hashem Yisbar Mitzrayim. Hu Yigalanu O Yigalenu O V'yishlachon Es Elav Asreinu. That tonight Eliyahu Navi is going to come. We open the door to greet him, to bring him in, we'll go out. We'll go out to greet him. We'll all run out to the street. If he comes, we'll be able to go out. So no more social distancing. We'll be able to run out and greet Eliyahu Navi. And the same Mishabur and the Chafetz Chaim, say for shame, all of Chelik Beis, Perik Yedalad, in inspiring people. People could ask, Sh'al Yisma Adam, Eich Nuchal Letzapos Ulechako Shetia Gula Mehera Achrei She'anu Ka'es B'tokef HaMetzukos. Someone should not ask, how could we possibly anticipate the Gula when we're now in such a time of suffering and tragedy, right? Sometimes it takes time. He says Yitzias Mitzrayim was many months, even a year. Okay, the Makos lasted and so on. From the time Moshe came till they finally got out, it didn't happen overnight. The hand Chizkiyahu mentioned happened overnight. Right? We don't know how long it's going to take. And there's suffering going to be in the meanwhile. The Maharal also, Netz Yisrael Perek Kavtes, says the same idea in 116, that we're going to come back from Galus because of Emunah. Just like they did back then, the Emunah brought them to Shira. What does Emunah mean? He says, "Ki Emunah," about four lines on the bottom. "Ki Emunah yadveikus bo Yisrael kova kol." It's direct cleaving to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That I believe that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. That's what Emunah is, and that's what Emunah we get to. And the Chavetz Chaim writes elsewhere. The pasuk says in Malachi, right before the Haftarah of Shabbos Hakadosh, it's not part of it, but it says, "Upisom yavo el hechalo adonah shetamavachim." eventually the master will come back to the house. It could even happen suddenly. We don't know. And the Chavetz Chaim writes in one of his letters, Igros Amavar Simin Beis, he writes, there are going to be people who realize it's time for Mashiach, and there's going to be Talmidei Chachamim, and Rabbanim will try to exhort people to do tshuva and so on. And other people will have given up hope. And they'll say on the fifth line of 118, Hayitochein Acharei Golos Ha'orach Hamar, because it is bitter, horrible Golos. Now we're going to come back. Ah, it's impossible. Eichev Sheshnigal Pisa. How can it be? But the Chavetz Chaim says, no. Hayipolem Hashem Dabar. We don't know how long it's going to take. And we have to be ready at any time. That's the idea of Geula Shlema, of Geula coming, that it could happen. He said at the end of the second paragraph, Yochol Heos Shisachod Ezeshonim. It could last a couple of years. We don't know. We undergo this Torah that we have right now. How long is it going to last? We don't know. But we have to strengthen our Amunah. The truth is, you look in 119 and 120, two psukim that bracket the Yetzias Mitzrayim story. Parak Dalet Pasuk Lamed, when Moshe and Aaron came, Vayamein Ha'am, they believed that Amunah. Vayishmu Kifal Kad Hashem Esbnei Yisrael, they heard that Hashem had redeemed them, and they bowed and so on. Vayamein Ha'am, the Pasuk's in the Haggadah also. Vayamein Ha'am. And then 120, the end of the episode, before the Shira, Vayar Yisrael Asher Agdol Asher Asher Mitzrayim Vayar Amas Hashem Vayaminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdo. Emuna brackets the story. Emuna before Vayamina Am, Emuna after Vayamina B'Hashem Moshe Avdo. And so you look the last couple of sources. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, talk about the future Geula by Omahu Yusha Shira Zeb Eretz Yehuda. There'll come a time we'll sing once again Eretz Yehuda, and the gates will open. Pasuk Beis of Yeshaya, Pishu Shorim V'Yavo Goy Tzadik Shomer Emim. The gates will open. Who's going to come in? The Shomer Emun, the people who are waiting. The people who are waiting, says Rashi, right? The city of Yerushalayim will open up once again. Will invite us all in. Pishu Shorim. The gates will open. Look at Rashi 122, the second Rashi in Beis. Shomer. Who is it? Sheshomer v'tzipor begalu so yomim rabim. Those who had emunoso shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. We had the emunah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sheikayim avtachoso hifticha pinevim legalu. To the Karakemach, Rabbeinu Bachi writes, and with this we finish, 123. Bo re'ei kamagodol koach emunah. How great is Amunah? Shalom nigalu yisom mitzrayim elabizchar Amunah. The redemption came because of our Amunah. By Amena Om, and the same thing. Af begula asida, and the gula lost lover also. Asida yisom goel bizchar Amunah, and he quotes that post in Yeshaya. We have to have Amunah. And as I said at the outset, Amunah doesn't mean everything will be okay. Maschel begnusim yisayim b'shemach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world is. There are terrible things that happen. And it doesn't mean that we don't feel bad about it. Rabbi Akiva undoubtedly, when he saw the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the site of the Mikdash where it once stood, tore Kriya. He was sad and brokenhearted as anybody else. But it means we don't give up. Rabbi Akiva lost all his Talmidim, crestfallen. His life work. But he didn't get up. He found more Talmidim. Al Tishoish. We don't give up hope. We have to strengthen our Amuna. And that, I believe, is our Avoda. And this unusual Pesach we're about to observe this year, as I said at the outset, different than any other Pesach holiday we've ever had. It's a time to work on strengthening our Amunah, understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a way to run the world, and our Amunah has to be that he knows what he's doing, and we have to respond accordingly by doing tshuva, by maintaining our Amunah, and that Amunah will ultimately bring us to the Geula Shlema. We should again be mispalel that all the people now who need a Refuah Shlema should be granted a Refuah Shlema, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed see fit. As it says at the end of Chad Gadjah, right, it'll get rid of the Malach HaMoves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will return us to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and we'll be zocheh to this Geula in the Kol of our Amunah, the Pesach Seder, the moment of Amunah, the matzah, the food of Amunah, bring us to this point of having deep-seated conviction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, even if we don't understand it, even if it makes us sad sometimes, that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan, and he'll bring that plan to fruition. We'll all experience that Geula, b'mehera v'yameinu, nomar amen. I wish everybody a chag kosher v'sameach.
Chag kosher.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bas, hit the record.
Go ahead, Bas.
Bas, can you stop the recording?
So you're right. Huh? Break it in there.
I feel like slightly here, but my ear is a little itchy too.